This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
The Burt Show.
Can't even imagine the physical and emotional drain for 2 straight days of anxiety.
It was what I am dubbing. I don't know if this is an actual term. It's something that I just made up in my head as far as what I felt like I was experiencing. But while we were on vacation, I had like a low grade anxiety attack for like 2 straight days. So when it comes to my anxiety, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. It's in my DNA. So multiple family members had it, and it just got, you know, passed down to me.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know. It's neat, isn't it? You get the good stuff, and also you get the not so good stuff. But I was blissfully, and I'm not even going to say blissfully, I was unaware of this like a majority of my life. And it wasn't until about like 7 years ago when I started getting like more frequent anxiety attacks. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to live life like this. And that's when I started getting on medication. I started taking like a low dose of Lexapro. And after I, you know, my body leveled everything out and got through that 2 weeks of fog, I was like, I'm like, this is what life is supposed to be like. Like, this is glorious.
Were you wondering, like, why didn't I do this sooner?
Absolutely.
Which was giving you anxiety.
Yeah. because of what we do for a living, I pride myself on my creativity and like thinking outside the box, and you know, your energy levels have to be at a certain, you know, at a certain peak because, you know, what we do. And I was so afraid that I was just going to be a shell of myself if I got on any type of meds, which actually was the exact opposite. You used to love Lexapro hour.
I did, man. Between 9 and 10 o'clock, yes. Usually. Oh, Kristen is loose.
That no filter. I just didn't, like, I'm not going to say I didn't care. I cared about the things that I should care about. Yeah. And didn't care about the things that were inconsequential and did not matter.
That's it, what glorious. It's designed for. I think people think that they're going to get so numb to it.
Yes.
That they stay away from it. When the truth is, I've always felt like it just takes the edge off.
Exactly. And I was just able to experience life differently and, you know, more healthfully for me. And so, you know, that's been going great. Had to up my dosage here like a couple of years ago. As I'm talking about this, I haven't gotten to the why, and that's always a very important question for me. It's no longer about the feeling, but it's like why I'm having the feeling. I like to get to like the root of the problem or the issue. Otherwise, I feel like you're just kind of masking the pain or whatever by putting a Band-Aid on it. And so unless you really get to the root of the issue, you're not going to have any type of solution. But, and, you know, we had an entire week off. We had no family coming to see us. We weren't going to see family. It was like a low-key weekend. I was like purging closets and just getting stuff done and decorating for Christmas. We went out to dinner for Thanksgiving, so there was no pressures of cooking or cleaning or anything like that, right? It was like, it was a very, very chill week. So there was no quote-unquote stressor to like ping me and send me into like this anxiety spiral. But it was just one day, and I can, and it was so bizarre because I started wondering, and I'm going to be all over the place, and I'm sorry, because I'm still trying to like work it out, like what's actually going on, because I'm still like in this dark place. I haven't like pulled myself completely out of it. I've binge watched Ted Lasso over Thanksgiving break. And if you've watched Ted Lasso, you know he deals with panic attacks, right? And I'm like, did Ted Lasso put me into a spiral? Is that why I'm having my anxiety attacks? And he, you know, he feels it in his hands, and it, like his everything just kind of tenses up. And that is, it was so refreshing to see it depicted in a manner that was so accurate, because I feel it in my joints. And for whatever reason, for like 48, maybe even like 72 hours, my jaw. And I still feel it in my jaw. My jaw is clenched, and I'm like, I can't, my body won't relax. And I, you know, I have my prescribed Lexapro, but I also have Xanax as needed. I was taking that to help me at the end of the day to try to sleep, and that wasn't working. It was to the point I was like, I think the pharmacy made a mistake and like didn't give me like my proper medication, because I don't feel like it's working. And I would just, I would be standing in the kitchen, and, you know, and I was very vocal with my husband about this to make sure he knew. I go, I am just, I am in a space, and I can't seem to dig my way out. And I to be perfectly honest with you, I am still in that hole, because it's like this mixture of, while the anxiety attack has somewhat passed, I still have like this intense pressure in my jaw. I am just, I'm in a dark place, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you're going through that. There must be, I'm gonna give you a scenario that might be anxiety inducing. But from somebody that hasn't suffered from anxiety the way you do, it must feel like if you were walking down the street and every now and then a rock hit you in the side of the head, right? For no reason at all. Every time you went out, you would be a little bit nervous that you were going to get hit in the side of the head with a rock again. Is anxiety like that? Because it sounds to me like you had the perfect storm of relaxation on vacation, and yet here you are experiencing it. So it must be a very insecure feeling.
It's not insecure. It's infuriating. Because like you do the work, right? Like you do the therapy, you do the yoga, you get on the meds, you do the thing, and there's still, but I am by no means perfect, and there's like more stuff I can work on with my screen time and my sleeping habits, etc., to help with this. But you do the work, and I just feel like I took so many steps backwards, and I'm like, why am I here again? Like I should not be here again. And so I'm still like trudging. That's what it feels like right now, is that I have these big heavy boots on, these waders on, and I am in like this marsh of mud, and I'm just trying to get through the other side of this swamp, and it's just so slow going, and it's like every step. Yesterday, it took every ounce of my being to get to the girls' night that I had with Cassie, Molly, Amanda, and Sarah last night. I was coming up with every excuse in my head not to go. I was like, I can tell them I have a migraine. And I go, you know what? No, these are my friends. Like, I can tell them I'm in a dark place. They will completely understand. But I...
I know that group. They might all be in the same dark place.
Did I also have those texts run through my head last night? I sure did.
But I knew. And my husband was like, he gave me a hug. He's like, no, like, go. You're going to be... Like, once you get there, you're... And I was. Like, once I got there and we were all hanging out and talking, I was like, I'm so glad I went. So I'm just having a hard time getting over these hurdles of like doing stuff. And to the point, I felt so bad for my kid yesterday. So we went and saw Santa Claus yesterday, and I had the energy to get him dressed, but I did not have the energy to get myself dressed. Like, I looked like complete trash at Phipps Plaza yesterday, you know, walking past Versace and Gucci or whatever. And I don't even have the strength to take a shower right now. And I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. And I know the holidays can be stressful. And then I beat myself up because I know people who are going through like, and I'm not trying to dismiss my feelings. I know people who are going through some real S, and that, again, I'm not trying to dismiss what I'm going through, but I know other people who are dealing with some really hard and heavy stuff right now. And I look at myself and I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, shut up, put your big girl panties on and do this.
It's like this ending cycle of toxicity. That the toxic thoughts, I should say.
Yes. Yeah. To the point where I actually even gave my heads up to my husband yesterday. I'm like, my brain is going down like a really like dark path right now. I will get myself out of this. Like, I'm not like, don't, it's not like we need to have me on any type of watch. Like, I'm not to that point. And I think I would be aware enough to let my husband know if that was the case. But I know the holidays can be difficult for a lot of people, especially if you've experienced grief. And I think because I experienced my grief so long ago that you kind of think you would get past it, but you don't. So like the decorating, I'm wondering, and digging into the why, and again, sorry, I haven't articulated this as well as I should. Digging into the why, I think like going through all the ornaments and putting up sentimental ornaments and getting certain things out that were given to me by loved ones who are no longer here, it's a very bittersweet holiday. Like, I am loving the joy through my child's eyes, but knowing there are certain people who are not here to experience it, it can be a mind F. And yes, and you can experience more than one feeling at a time. It's just disappointing that feeling of despair and sadness is overshadowing the joy of the season right now.
The amount of people that are calling saying they're going through the same thing will give you anxiety. Hey, Jan, good morning. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. Kristen, I just wanted to reach out because my heart is like palpitating. Like, I feel you so deeply. So many things that you just said resonate in my life, as far as one, my family line. About a decade ago, I was just in the deepest hole, and I finally started going to a doctor and getting medicated. So
good for you.
I want to give you I want to give you props for bringing that up and bringing that out on the radio so that people, you know, can hear, like, it is normal. It is okay. It's great to be medicated and take care of your mental health, which is something I was afraid to do because I've heard stories of people gaining weight and whatnot, but finally did that and got out of the brain fog. So I'm medicated, but, you know, I too, around this time of the year, Christmas, I just feel this, I don't know what it is.
It's a heaviness.
Yeah, completely. And also, like you, I'm a mother. So it's like the holiday also brings this huge pressure. Like, I don't want to disappoint her. I don't want to let her down. Like, you know, I want to be good enough, but I'm also a working mama, and it's just really hard. So I really feel for you. I'm really proud of you. And, you know, we just have to take it like one day at a time, sometimes one hour at a time, sometimes one breath at a time.
Right.
Literally.
Oh, that one breath at a time, yeah. Like, just spoke to me, Jen. Thank you so much for calling. And that's how it feels like I'm getting through the days, is like literally one breath at a time.
Well, I would tweak that a little bit and say one gummy at a time.
Mando 2020 right next to me.
The Bird Show.